MK Party's Nathi Nhleko told journalists on Wednesday why he thinks the May 29 election results were cooked.
There have been ongoing sort of anomalies. For instance, in South Africa, this thing doesn't make sense. A party that cannot attract 5,000 people to a rally, that party is number two in the governance structure of South Africa. It's impossible. MCing, for an example, you would have the Patriotic Alliance. It's impossible that people based in Singapore would vote the Patriotic Alliance. The other party is what? Good Party. It also had votes. MCing, I mean, it's... Ubano was a good party. MCing. Out of all places. Né? Now, and you can clearly see that those were acts of manipulation in terms of votes that had to be allocated to other parties other than MK. The fact of the matter is that we became a threat to everybody. and therefore people had to scamper around to do all these sorts of things. Now, the difficulty, of course, with talking about a legal case is the mere fact that it is a legal case. We'll present our matters in court, and we're quite confident that we'll certainly break through in all the identified sort of anomalies in the election thing.
The party's Secretary General, Floyd Shivambu, also put the party's objections of the results forward.
The pattern that is appearing is that we have got political parties that were given free votes which they were not supposed to get in certain VDs here in the province of KwaZulu-Natal at the expense of Mkhonto weSizwe. And the manner in which those who did so did it, they forgot to shift the votes in all the ballots, because there were three ballots for these elections. So you find that in ballot one, Mkhonto weSizwe has got 8,000 votes, but in ballot two has got less than 20 votes. So that is the pattern that characterized the electoral fraud that we're talking about. And that was not committed by political parties. It was done by those who were mandated to do so, the electoral staff and everything else. And that will be revealed when we go to court. It's not a frivolous case. It's not a playful case where Mkhonto weSizwe is refusing to accept the election results. It's a genuine case. Those of you who can still gain access to the results, you can try to assess all the VDs, all the 4,971 VDs of KwaZulu-Natal. Go and read the VD results and assess all the three ballots and explain how is it possible that on the three ballots you get 8,000 this side and on the other ballot you get less than 20 votes. It doesn't make sense. And it was a deliberate attempt to particularly sabotage Mkhonto weSizwe having an outright majority and victory in the province of KwaZulu-Natal, and that is going to be reversed through a proper scientific and correct illustration of the numbers that were stolen from Mkhonto weSizwe. So that is the essence of how such is going to be handled.
The party was briefing the media ahead of its anniversary celebrations on Sunday. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.